Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with Christopher Ramsey and his long-suffering wife, Rosie Ramsey. Me!
Wow, the other way around.
Welcome to the podcast this week.
Well, I'm glad we're changing it up. I mean, it was definitely an insult, but I'm glad we're changing up the stale and tired format of the intro that you've been fucking troping out for 177 episodes. It's episode 177.
My word.
It is indeed. Crazy. And we had a little holiday last week.
We are back from holiday.
Back from holiday. Thank you all for listening to the out of office replies. It's frightening when I get tweets going relating to stuff that we said that hadn't even been in there. I mean, I forget the stuff that gets put out, let alone the stuff that gets shelved and kept for when we're on holiday.
How long were they from? I don't even remember.
No idea. But some of the stuff that people refer to, and I'll get a tweet and I'm like, at first I just think it's just either someone losing their mind or just an outright insult, right? And then I have to really dredge back in my memory and think, right, they're talking about something.
We talked about that.
But yeah, how are you? Feeling refreshed after your holiday?
You would think, wouldn't you?
You would, honestly.
You'd think that you'd come back and you'd be just full of life, skipping. No, honestly, I'm more tired than when we went.
Yeah. Two kids. Yeah, a 1.5-year-old and a 6-year-old on holiday. Yeah. It's just not a fucking holiday.
I don't know.
I've said it before, but I mean it even more now.
I know that we're not having any more kids, right?
God, no.
Right.
No.
We've made that decision. No, you'll know that. If we genuinely were going to have another child, right, I wouldn't go on holiday.
Nah.
With a child under, like, 3.
Nah. No way. Yeah. No chance.
Deal?
Yeah.
Although we might be going away next year with all our friends, but how old are you going to be?
Look.
No, you'd be 2.5.
We've got two options.
You'd be 2.5.
That's honestly, I know maths isn't your strong point, but that is under 3. And that is the worst age.
Okay.
Honestly, like, disclaimer, we absolutely love our kids. We would literally die if anything happened to them. We love them. Yeah, no, we do.
Of course.
We do.
But fuck
me.
Oh my God.
It's just relentless on holiday. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, are they standing out in the sun? Oh, that can hurt them. Are they near the pool? Oh, that can kill them. What are they eating? Oh, is that an insect next to them? Oh, are they asleep? They need more sleep. What have they ate? Have they brushed their teeth? Oh.
It's intense. Anyway, should we get the intro done? Yeah. And then we'll go into the main section. We'll slag them off again.
Fantastic. Yeah. You promise?
Yeah, massively.
Excellent. Okay, guys. It is episode, Robin's downstairs actually, isn't he? Because Robin's off.
Robin's downstairs.
Well,
this is the thing. I've got a beef with, like, the world, right? So great. Robin, our 6-year-old, is on summer holidays.
Yeah.
No child, like, got nothing to do, nowhere to go. Wraith is at nursery.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't shut.
Yeah.
And he's 1.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah.
I don't know. Something doesn't add up.
I feel like the nursery should be like, do you want me to take your other kid as well? We're like, take them for them days. Yeah. Yeah, they get on. They know each other.
Robin would help.
Yeah.
I think with the kid. Probably not.
I don't know very much.
Probably not.
Listen, guys, it's episode 177. Thank you so much for listening and coming back. And welcome if this is your first time. You've got a shitload to catch up on. But without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is, and I tell you what, they came into another level on holiday. And I know why. Nappy bags.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes.
Want to stop that nappy from smelling? Better think again, because they don't fucking work, mate. I'm telling you right now, whoever invented nappy bags, back to the drawing board. Back to the drawing board.
No, I tell you what, I think once upon a time they did work, but because of everything, recycling and all that kind of stuff, they've made them really thin.
Yeah.
So I genuinely think they don't work. They're not as good as when Robin was a baby.
Madness. I don't know what's happened, right? The smell. So a nappy bag on its own smells perfumed. If you blindfolded me and put a packet of nappy bags in a room, I'd be able to smell them.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I've got a certain sort of smell.
Yeah,
like
I'd be able to find them. Yeah, but although now I just associate it with shit. But, oh my God. Oh my God. Nappy, hey, what's that shitty nappy? You ought to put it in that bag. Tie it tight so it's airtight. Is it airtight? Doesn't matter, mate. does still not stinks. Matter. You could put them in 20. You could put it in 20 bags, put it in that bin, and in 2 minutes that kitchen bin is going to smell like a farm.
I know. On the hot days we've been having.
The thing, on holiday, ooh. On holiday as well, and on the hot days, I'd nappy. Oh man.
Well, that villa we stayed in, there was no air conditioning in the kitchen.
Yeah, it was the only room. And I was like, room that you spend most of the time in.
In the room where the hot stuff is.
Yeah.
The oven and the grill. And the hob, I was like, why is there no aircon in here? This doesn't work.
And things like fridges that just pump out hot air out the back of their mechanisms. Yeah, yeah.
So strange.
Amazing.
Nappy bags, bit shit.
Nappy bags. Listen, do you want everything to smell of shit? Then put it in a nappy bag.
Yeah.
You might as well use a fishing net. Rubbish. Absolutely rubbish. That's why all my neighbour does is see me constantly walk to the wheelie bin with nappies.
Have you seen what my mum started doing?
What?
With Rafe's nappies.
What?
So every time he has a poo.
She did it on holiday. I heard her say it. I heard her go, give us that nappy, Al. And I just thought, I must have imagined whatever she's just said there, because that's one of the worst things that I've ever heard in my life.
Why? I think it makes sense. Just to let you know, my mum has started, whenever Rafe has a poo, she takes his nappy and she actually opens it up, puts the poo down the toilet and flushes the chain. And so there's not like just a massive stinking turd in the bin.
Yeah.
And I get it. Why not?
I was like, she's a mad woman. I was like, she's eating that in there. I bet she's eating that. I bet she is. But it takes a little spoon and she takes one of them, you know, the little wooden little chip shop.
Do you think, I mean, she does look very good for her age. Do you think she eats kids' shit? Is that what it is? How's your mum look so young?
Like a spell. Honestly, the government and the big pharmaceutical corporations, they'd never tell you. But honestly, nappy full of baby shit, morning, noon and night. There'll not be a wrinkle in sight.
No salt. No salt.
Or don't season it.
No additives. Brilliant diet. Oh, the kids ate absolute shit on holiday. Rafe was constipated for 3 days. And I was like, my mum was like, why is he caught? I was like, because he's living on brioche. Like
bread and cheese.
Bread and cheese and nothing. We'll give him some prunes off the welcome. We got like this welcome packet thing. And they had prunes on. My mum was like, that'll... And it did. It worked. Did you see him when he had... So I'm so sorry. We just keep talking about with stupid kids. he had his first rogue poo and realised...
Because
he didn't have a nappy on most of the time. And he had poo on the floor and he was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. I was like, that's what we deal with every day, mate.
It was quite interesting, actually. I was like, that's your poo. Yeah. But obviously he had to do the whole, well, I don't want him to be terrified of his own shit. So it was like, oh, clever boy, well done, shit everywhere.
Had to keep your mum out of sight with a spoon standing in the wings, running in. Is that it? Oh, look, it's been heated up on that tile. It's like teppanyaki. Been heated up on that Portuguese tile. Oh, look, it's a sizzle at it in the curry house. So good. A couple of onions on that.
Oh, dirty.
Sandra, honestly, I love you, but stop eating my baby shit. It's weird. Play that jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Yes. Lovely to have you all back.
Look, let's try and leave the kids. Let's leave the kids slagging in the intro. Let's try. I think
we'll leave
it
for now. Like you say, we do love them, but just not advisable. Anyone who's not getting on hold, because there's a few of my friends who haven't managed to get away this year.
Yeah.
And I was chatting to them the other day and they were like, oh, I feel terrible that they're not taking their kids abroad and we've got kids the same age. And honestly, I was like, don't. Just don't. Don't feel bad. It's not the age to take kids on holiday. Robin loved it. And I'm really glad that he, because it's hard because we've got such a big age gap. I don't want to not do things because Robin is at the age where he would love it. Do you know what I mean? But if you're feeling a bit guilty, because obviously the government have just made everything ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
People can't even afford to flip and put food on the table, never mind think about holidays. So don't, I just wouldn't worry about it.
That's what I was going to say. We're very much aware that this is, you know, first world problems. We managed to get on a holiday.
Everyone.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, it's bloody 30 odd degrees here, man. Just get selling your garden or whatever.
Well, like, I don't want to mention it loads because everyone's talked about it, but that was a flipping ridiculous the other day.
Couldn't get my head around it. When I walked outside on that day where it was like 37 earlier this week, and I walked into the garden and the wind, so I was in the kitchen, I looked out, I could see a tree moving in the wind, and I was like, oh, it's nice and windy. And I went out and the wind was hot.
Hot. Like, breath was
not
hot.
Not warm.
Yeah.
Hot.
I don't know, I've never known it to be that hot ever.
It's the hottest. Up, like, it's the home. Hottest the earth. Yes, that day apparently was the hottest the earth has ever been in the history of the earth.
Oh, holy
well,
shit.
In the history of humans, recorded history. What? Obviously, it was when there was fire and brimstone. It was
for hotter. Real.
Yeah,
hotter than that summer of 70 whatever 76. What
are they going about? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, them 6 weeks.
It was the hottest day, hottest recorded day in England. Was that day? But yeah, I mean,
oh, hang on, we've got a little
hello,
hello
Rob.
Mister.
What are you doing?
Robin's just here. What's the matter? Are you okay? What do you want? A pick and mix.
You want a pick and mix?
Could, listen, right, can I trust you to do it yourself?
I'm going to have to veto this.
Is this recording?
Yeah, you can come in. There's a podcast. Say hello to everyone.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
I did not know this was
recording. It's just a recording now. I'm going to trust you to make your own pick and mix.
Oh, this is madness.
Okay.
Right, can this I is, tell you now?
This is crazy. You can have... Giving the prisoners the keys to this to the jail.
You can have 8... items. Yeah. Right? Yeah?
Items.
Eight. So eight sweets. Eight. Just eight things, right?
Eight things.
Go and do it
eight
and then things. Come back and show us.
Right.
Oh, a roly-poly out the
roll
door.
Out the room. Go on then. Was. Good lad.
Did wow. Roly-poly the other day in front of Rafe, right? And Rafe was like, oh, that looks class. I'll try it.
Face plant.
It's like watching a seal on a rock. It's horrific. Right. What do you want to say?
The bubble gum.
No, you can't have bubble gum. Not while we're not
no
there.
Bubble gum.
Oh, holy shit. That's you took nice. That quite well.
He just said okay.
Oh, shit.
Because he just said he can do his own pick and mix. Are you kidding us?
Oh, I love it, honestly.
Rosie, we're going to go to this. We're knocking up lines of coke on the bench and that. Absolute carnage.
Do you know when your kids, like, do what you say?
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
It is weird.
It's like, what the... I feel... Honestly, I could cry now.
Because he didn't want to have
a
bubble gum.
Well, just because he went, can I have some bubble gum? And I went, no. And he went, yeah, okay. And I was like, shit. I just expect...
I have the power!
I just expect, please, why are you so horrible at me? You're so horrible at me. Holy shit, that was nice.
Wow, well done. Well done. Look at that.
Put the kids aside, sick of talking about them.
Yeah.
Little twat.
Yeah.
Something has happened today, which has really just upset us.
We're going to have a moment now. I'm going to have to go on. I can just hear him shouting. For pick and mix.
He just shouts all the time.
I am not going to build. I know that the pick and mix is literally in the same cupboard as the wine glasses. I am not going
to
build.
I think you need to trust him.
I'm not going to be on form for the next couple
he's
minutes.
He's really good at climbing
so.
On the benches.
Brilliant.
Have you
okay.
not seen him?
It's great. Great honestly. Sense.
Robin! Are you okay? Good
okay,
lad.
Fine. Okay. Come
here's
on then.
No, there's a little test for you. Chris's anxiety is literally
hurting.
Through the roof.
Yeah, I don't like it. I just, yeah.
Leave them alone, man. You're on top of them kids constantly. You're weirdly, you're on top of them kids all the time, but at the same time, very vacant in their life. It's an odd thing. When you are here,
like
you're stifling.
I like to nag from afar. That's what I like to do. I like to nag from a good safe distance.
I want to tell you what I had to do today,
what
which
did
has
you have
just
do?
Cemented me into kind of like, I know we're not middle-aged. What are we? What are we now? Just getting into that older.
Shag married and annoyed is what we are. I think
no,
we summed it up perfectly.
By age, like, what? I'm 36 in August, so
I
it's
don't
just.
Know. Well, it weirdly, it's the prime of your life. It's prime of male life. I don't know what females is because
no,
I
that'd be right.
only care about me. 35 is at your prime.
This is, like, don't get me wrong, I enjoy my life. I've got a lovely life. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. But this is not the prime of my life.
It's the prime of your life.
I'm fucked.
Yeah, but it's because you haven't looked after yourself. But this is, if you were a fighter, this would be the prime of your life.
Really?
Prime of the last prime years of your life, and then it's all downhill from here.
What is the worst years of a man's life? I don't think you have any bad years.
How dare you?
No, honestly,
sexist.
Yeah, I'll be sexist till the day I die.
Still sexist if it's
you've got it easy!
I don't think so, like.
Are you joking?
Are you aware of the couple of years where I was the only one in my PE class without pubes? They were a couple of hard times.
Hard times.
They were some very hard years, yeah. They were.
Well, you know my pubes came quite early.
Holy Island.
Let me tell you what now is part of my routine.
What?
Pumicing my foot, the heel of my foot with a pumice
I'd love to have that kind of time on my hands, love. I'd love to have the kind of time on my hands to sit and pumice stone. Me foot.
Pumice,
oh, here he is.
Pumice.
Here he is.
Hello. Right, let me count these. Come
a
here,
a ball
please.
Would have came in handy.
Right,
but...
so you've got... Well, that's a half a packet of Frutella. Yep. How many are in there?
Four.
Right, really? Let me count. Right, come
I think
in,
four.
Come in the
right,
microphone.
Okay.
Everyone wants to hear your guilt. Your guilty voice. Oh, hang on. 1, 2, 3. Right, fair enough. 4. 2 little mini cookies. Fair
right.
enough.
And 2
and a little Haribo ring and a two.
That is
that's
eight
fair
things.
Enough. Well
that
done.
That is 8 things.
Well done. You can count,
well
everybody.
Done. Well done, son.
Look at this.
Go on, put them in a bowl or something, though, will you? Or a little cup. Go on. Go on. Okay, in your mouth then. Good lad.
Try your best not to choke.
Bye.
Wait, don't pretend to choke.
Don't pretend to choke, because that would be how you choked.
Right, love you.
Yeah.
Love. I did say it back.
Did he now?
Oh, God, honestly. Yeah. I'm so elated. Yeah. So now I just promise myself.
Love that. I can't tell my hands. Where are you finding the time to do this beauty regime every morning? Getting up and pumicing. It's ridiculous.
Well, I just noticed them when we're on holiday. Yeah. And I was stood around and I was like looking at my feet and I was like, oh my God, I've got my mum's heels. Like, just, no offence, mum, but she's always had dry. Like, remember when I was lying in bed once with my mum and a heel went on my leg and I was like, oh, just dry as sticks.
Why is that a normal sentence? But if I said, I remember when I was lying in bed with my mum and a heel went on my leg, you'd be like, what the hell's going on here?
No, I mean, as a kid.
Oh, right, okay.
It was the same as like, well, my mum used to have spiky legs. Now I've got spiky legs.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Spiky legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of anything that I do now as an adult. I mean, nose hair seems to be a problem these days. I'm not a very hairy guy at all.
No, you're not.
No hairs anywhere on my body.
Do you see some men who've got nose hair, right? And then they've got a wife or whatever, or like a son or a daughter.
Oh.
And I'm like, why are you not telling that man?
Yeah, I remember ages ago, we were in a restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say where it is or when it was because I don't want to name and shame anyone. But I met a man I knew, an older gentleman.
Yeah.
Clean shaved.
Yeah, yeah, right, okay.
Clean shaved. Like, yes. Chin, top lip, baby's bum.
Okay.
Nose, Tarzan's house.
Why?
Madness.
Like, so what do you think? One of them was blind.
One of them was curling up out of the nose and touching like the top of the nose.
No.
And I wanted to go to his wife. Sorry, love. Are you got eyes? Have you looked at this man this morning? Yeah. What have you let the ear hair as well?
Ear hair, that's pretty bad.
Can you imagine someone with loads of ear hair going, excuse me, can I borrow your AirPods? Excuse me, can you? I'll die. I'll literally die.
I'll be telling you when you get yours. I'll get you one of them things for Christmas, a little nose hair thing.
If you knew anything about me, you'd know I already have one of them nose hair things.
Do you have one already?
A stylist gave us it on, I think it was when I was doing I'm a Celeb Extra Camp in Australia. I was literally like, oh, so I used a shaver that I had and I used to basically pull my nose open and like do a shave. And she was like, do you know there's things? And I was like, yeah, but if I buy one of them, I'm like an old man. And she was like, you can have this one.
So now
she
do you use that? Do you actually do
your
nose?
Yeah, I use it quite regularly.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Do I need to do mine?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. Ears everywhere.
I've got quite a hairy face around in a certain light.
Mm-hmm.
Not dark skin, but just quite like fair.
Dark hair, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've always had an eyebrow hair that's really long. And then I've got a little freckle on my chin, which gets a really wiry hair.
Why are you showing off on this podcast?
The other day as well, because obviously I shave my armpits. I would love laser hair remover, but I just haven't got time to get it done. But I shaved my armpits, right? But then I was looking in the mirror and I lifted my arm up because I've got a little Cocoa Pop mole that gets hair, so I have to pluck them out. I had like a line of really long hair on my armpit where my razor must just be like blunt on one. And I was going, how long have I had? So I had to like pluck.
Give your arm strip, your armpit a Brazilian.
Basically, yeah. Wow. I had to pluck the long hairs out. Just anyway. Here's a question.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day. You know how it's really hot at the minute, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Hair, right?
Sorry, is it hot?
It is.
No one's mentioned it.
Bacon, like basking.
Wow.
Hair, right? Body hair.
Yeah.
Is that to help with the heat?
What do you mean?
So obviously, when man and women bloody the human race was. Whatever. Let's not get into that because...
You were going to say invented, weren't you?
I don't know what the word is.
Right.
Robin asked us about the Big Bang the other day and I wanted to vomit in my mouth.
Why didn't you
why is he learning about the Big Bang?
Why didn't you just pass him on to me?
Too young for that.
Why didn't you just pass him on to me?
You weren't here.
And I said, son, it's a fantastic show. E4, now, sitting watching a couple of episodes.
I'd said something about Adam and Eve. Because that's great. All I know.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Oh, sorry, what's up, Robin? You want to know about the scientific, the Big Bang? Oh, well, can I just tell you some bullshit first? And then we'll move on to that.
So how did humans come about then?
We have a common ancestry with apes.
Right, but how did the apes come about?
Well, they evolved as well.
So the dinosaurs were first?
No, the dinosaurs and then full reset and then we came about.
Right. Was that the Big Bang?
No. So the Big Bang is what created the entire universe, which is like off the top of my head... 14 billion years, I think, 13 point something billion years ago.
Yes.
But then the Earth is only like 4 billion years or some old or something like that. I don't know the exact numbers, but it's a
very... I'm getting a little bit of, what's the word? Like trauma brought up by them questions. You'll find out when my episode of a certain program comes on.
Oh. We've only been around for about 150,000 years, yes. Anything that would even resemble a human. But dinosaurs were millions and millions of years ago. Mm-hmm. But then, it wasn't a full reset, but the dinosaurs all died off, but some still lived in the sea, and then they reckon that some of them turned into birds. But we will have... This is all total layman's. I'm sure someone on, like, the QI podcast would rinse me to bits here, but what I know...
They'll not be listening to this. Far too busy doing intelligent stuff.
So... Yeah, we basically evolved. It's that thing in it, what came first, the chicken or the egg? But we basically evolved from an ape-like creature.
Mm-hmm.
But they reckon there's a missing link somewhere that they've never discovered, which is where we sort of are linked to apes.
It's just really hard because I went to a Catholic school. Loved my school. Mm-hmm. I've worked in Catholic schools. I think the ethos is fantastic. I'm a Catholic.
Yeah.
Very loosely. Yeah. Currently,
you're a Catholic when you're a Catholic when you're a bit hungry on a Sunday morning. You want a little bit of bread.
No, I'm a Catholic
Catholic. When they've got the wine. Is that the blood of? Oh, I'll have one of them. Yeah.
I'm a Catholic when somebody dies or when somebody needs something.
Yeah.
I'm a Catholic.
Because
I do a little prayer. Anyway, so we were taught obviously that Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Created everything, blah, blah, blah. But then also...
Sorry, Adam and Eve didn't create everything.
Well, just Adam and Eve were there, and then there was a snake, and there was an apple somewhere, and then
I'm starting to think you didn't really pay much attention, yeah?
Absolutely. Got a D in RE, actually.
Brilliant. I got an A.
What the fuck? You got an A in RE?
I got an A, and I didn't do any work for the first hour of the exam, because I was asleep, because the Japan-Korea World Cup was on, and I was up really, really early watching one of the matches, and then I had my RE exam.
So how did you get... And you got an A?
It's a piece of piss. It's just easy. It's just common sense. It's like religious and social studies, isn't it? It's just a piece of piss.
Well, that's exactly what it is, religious education.
Yeah, yeah. But ours at my school wasn't as Bible bashy as yours. It was more
Don't say
societal.
Bible bashers.
Why?
That's trauma. Because I used to get called a Bible basher on the bus all the time. So this is where it becomes really tricky because we obviously learned about that, but then later on in science we learned about like evolution and stuff like that. So I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
These don't
pair up. Yeah, but that's the thing, isn't it? You can believe a religion if you want. The facts are there for the science and stuff, but you can choose not to believe it if you don't want to. But you can choose to follow a religion if you want to.
It's very tricky. I'm currently a little bit like uneasy about my religion at the minute.
Okay.
Since I met you, basically. Since I met you and you've put us on this path of...
Sorry, this entire thing started because you asked what hair was for.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. It's just on it.
Rosie, I'm sitting in the room with you.
No, do you understand? Am I alone in not understanding everything?
Yes. No one understands everything. I mean, I understand it to an extent, but when I tried to verbalise it to you there, it was an absolute mess.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, when someone goes to you, like, this is like doing a podcast. Robin might as well still be in the room.
He probably knows.
You've turned into a six-year-old in the last 5 minutes.
Genuinely,
you've asked
Chris,
what Adam and Eve were, what the Big Bang was, when dinosaurs were, what hair's for.
For a long time,
What happens when you die?
For a long time, I didn't think dinosaurs were real. So
that was a revelation on the podcast when I had to tell you that dinosaurs did actually exist and it was real.
Chris, I just find it all a bit of a minefield and I don't know whether I paid enough attention or whether it just totally passes by. And it's one of them things that I've never took the time as an adult to really learn about, which I probably should.
Yeah.
Because annoyingly, we've got Robin's quite clever.
He is clever.
Rafe, like I said, thick as shit. Couldn't even do a roly poly. No, honestly, I'm buzzing. Chris, do you know what else?
Sorry.
That's my boy.
thank you so much for coming, Rafe Ramsey and Charles Stevenson. These are the last two places at Cambridge University for the PhD. Looking at both of your applications here, you have identical qualifications and exam results and reports.
Well done.
So it's going to have to come down to the classic old Cambridge tradition. Who can do a roly-poly? Charles, fantastic. Charles, wonderful.
Well done, Charles.
Rafe Ramsey,
well done.
Fucking belly flop. Get back to Newcastle.
Come on, Rafe. You won the one leg anyway, son. You stick out like a sore thumb. Get yourself back again.
Couldn't do a roly-poly.
Oh, it's very tragic watching him, bless
Jesus. What an amazing put-down. Fucking look at you, man. You can't even do a roly-poly.
We're gonna have to teach him when he gets back from nursery. I might ring nursery and go, if you've got nothing to do with this afternoon, can you teach us better how to roll your poly?
That honestly, this is my new diss now. It's my new diss now. I cut someone up in traffic, they wind the window down. Where are you learning to drive? Oh, shut up, man, I bet you can't even do a roly poly. Foot down, gone. Ramsay wins that argument.
Very good.
Babadoo, 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 bab. Right, Rosie.
Yes?
I'm going to get all political here.
Oh, why?
Oh, because I am. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of this government telling us what to do. I'm absolutely fed up with it, to be fair.
What do you
mean? Government, the media, the mainstream media, telling us all what to do, treating us like children.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot. Mm. And I saw a thing in the paper the other day that someone sent us. Government warning people to not put ice lollies up their fanny to cool themselves down.
Yeah, I saw
Rosie,
that too.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of them telling us how to live our lives.
When are we just going to be able to do what we
Viva
want?
Viva la revolution.
Yeah.
Where, honestly, I mean, maybe not a fab, you'll get stuff melted in a little bit to get caught up there, but honestly,
yeah.
Any kind of lolly you want, put up your... If you know, if that's what you want to do, what... Attica! Eh?
I agree.
Viva la revolution!
I agree.
Let's storm the houses apart. I'm sick of it.
Bastards.
Sick of it.
Selfish, horrible... Horrible, wicked crows that they are.
Listen, if you want to stick a rocket lolly up,
that's
up,
a good
straight
choice.
Straight up your fanny, you cool yourself down, right? Yep. Why not go the whole way? Why not, you know, a Frigo foot? Remember the Frigo foot, the squishy ones?
No,
straight
you
up
can't
your bum.
That's like ice cream. You can't be sticking Magnum.
Get a frozen, get a proper frozen Magnum. Fine, you know,
I would
as it
say
melts, it'll feel like a suppository.
Probably...
Get a mini milk down the end of your knob. You enjoy yourself, right? It's your summer.
What one would you choose? What would you choose? I'd probably go with just one of the plain old, like a cider lolly or like a lemonade.
Oh, that's going to fizz. That's going to fizz and sting. I would go with, I think, and you know what?
If you had a vagina.
Say that. Well, let's just go with your bum.
Oh, I'll stick it up your bum.
Yeah, stick it up your bum. Probably mini milk. It'd be easy, quite nice and supple, but it's going to stink, isn't it?
Creamy.
It's gonna, a bit creamy. Honestly, yeah. A Calippo. I would take it off.
Right,
I would
take
it fully out so that it starts thin,
Eases
us in. Try and get the full thing up.
Nice.
Good day.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
Hey, don't have to go to the hospital either. You know, people sticking watermelons and stuff up their bums and having, you know, 350,000 a year on the NHS. Jump in a hot bath.
Yeah, just melt that bastard out.
Don't see the problem. Stop telling them how to live our lives.
Hate them. You know my contempt for the government.
As a note, probably got to put this on anyway. That was all done in irony. Do not stick ice lollies up your fanny. You will end up in hospital.
Not from an ice lolly.
Stop it.
I disagree.
Well,
it melts.
She disagrees. I do not. Sue her, not me.
Babadoo, 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 bab. Something interesting here, maybe for our younger listeners of the pod.
Okay.
Obviously,
you've just made them all turn off by saying that.
Sorry,
the way you moved your head as well. The way you moved your head there. That was like a dinner lady at school going, so I hear yo-yos are a thing now, guys? Dudes?
Anyone pogging anymore?
Hey. Anyone got any shiny Premier League stickers? Do you prefer Pogs or Tazos? Which one?
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
I tried to teach Robin, CC my playmate, come out and play with me. Under
I don't
the
apple. I don't know what it is, and you're moving your hands.
The hand
strange.
Thing where you get, and then you do the clapping.
Oh, watch this. You tried it on the plane.
Oh,
yeah,
like
watch
a piece
this.
Of shit on
yeah,
his
yeah,
shoe.
Horrible. Yeah, it was. Yeah, I didn't know what it was. It was awful.
So anyway, I've been on TikTok.
Right.
It's very addictive.
It's horrible.
Don't get it, because you'll lose hours of your life.
I never will.
Something at the minute which young ladies...
Sorry, you've got more chance of me putting a mini milk down the end of my nose than getting on TikTok. I'll tell you that right now.
Great.
Just so you all know that.
You wouldn't fit a mini milk down the end of your nose.
How dare you?
God.
Listen, with a bit of time and effort, a man can achieve many things.
Yeah, can't book yourself in for a bloody... What's it called? A snip.
Oh, well, this might do the job. This might do the job.
It might actually.
Got me carnage down
freeze
there.
Freeze them.
All right.
Young ladies are doing something at the minute called vabbing.
Vabbing.
Heard? Can you guess what vabbing is?
Vab. Okay, it's got to be two words. So vagina must be the first one.
Oh, well, okay, well done.
Yeah.
Didn't think you'd get there that quickly.
So it's two words, you know, like vajazzle, like vagina.
All right, okay, yeah. Vajazzling. So vabbing.
Vab. What's the b? Vab. Ab. Is it some kind of exercise, a vaginal exercise? Vabbing?
No.
Something about abs?
No.
A noise?
No.
Is it like a dab? But you do it with your vagina.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're close.
Okay.
So ladies have been vabbing. Basically, you wear your vaginal fluids as perfume. You put your fingers inside yourself. You dab your juice on your wrists, neck, behind the ears, wherever you'd normally put perfume. People are talking.
Sorry, I'm going to have to go and see what that is.
What's he doing?
Robin!
Babadoo, 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 babadoo.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So we had to just slightly pause the recording there because there was a gigantic noise downstairs.
Yeah.
Robin has discovered bottle flipping.
Yeah, like 3 years late.
Loser.
Honestly.
Don't worry, Rosie. I wedged him while I was down there.
Good.
Nerd. Well, what was really cool about it, to be fair. When I put Rafe to bed last night, Robin was downstairs and he did a bottle flip so loud it woke Rafe up.
Brilliant.
I had to go back and get him and go, don't bottle flip your brother awake, which is a sentence I never thought I'd have to say.
No.
One of the coolest moments of my life, he was bottle flipping in the kitchen. He was trying to do it loads. He was going, oh, Dad, I'll do it, look. And he's like, you know that thing where you were a new kid and you go, watch, I'll do it, look. And he didn't do it.
And you're like, this time.
I went, give it here, Rob. He went, you can't do it. I went, watch. I did five in a row.
Oh, God.
The coolest I've ever felt in my life. He was just looking at us with his mouth open. He was like, how? And I was like, because your daddy's cool.
No.
Just ka-bumf, 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 ka-bumf.
Your daddy's just had lots of time in his life and probably sits on tour practicing that. Anyway, back to vabbing.
Of course. So, why not? Why not? I'm a little bit annoyed that we got sort of cut off halfway there. So please describe, without your song, what vabbing is again.
So vabbing is just using your discharge, basically, as perfume. And it's apparently very good at attracting a sexual partner by the pheromones and the smells. But if you're a little bit smelly down there, don't think it would be too nice. You'd have to do it just after.
So why? Right? You started by saying that you'd seen this on TikTok, right?
Somebody sent it.
But isn't TikTok for dancing and stuff and little daft dances and things?
Oh my God. So there's a lot of stuff goes on TikTok. I've actually been thinking about starting my own. So have you heard of ASMR? Where it's like all the noises.
The whispering and that, yeah.
Oh my God. It's the weirdest, most fascinating thing ever. So the people do lives, right? And they just sit there and they just go, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then they're talking to people on the live and they're like,
horrible that, like.
It's so weird. And then they get sent things and they're like, thank you for sending me this. And then they've been sent, you've just given me one of these Haribo like gummies things. So they'll get it and they'll
Haribo
go,
gummy bear.
Thank you for the Haribo. And then they'll eat and they'll go,
sound like a fucking hamster. It's absolutely horrendous.
Honestly, I think I could make a fucking fortune.
You're already doing all right doing podcasts.
No,
let's not branch off into sexual noises.
I'll be on at 3 a.m.
Honestly, right? Listen, I remember the first time I ever heard about this. There was a lady who worked for a comedy club. She was like assistant to the promoter kind of thing, did a load of the kind of booking and stuff. She said that she did, it was years and years ago, and she was like, oh yeah, I do this. And my mate was like, oh yeah, she does all this on YouTube, she makes a fortune. So it was like whispering and stuff, and it was something else. And then it was, blokes would buy her shoes. Like anonymous guys on YouTube would buy like a Converse that she'd had on for 3 years for like a grand and like mad stuff. And I remember I made such, because you know how sometimes my brain works quicker than my mouth can't catch up and then something just comes out.
Yes.
So literally she was explaining this whole thing about how blokes get off on it and all this kind of stuff. And I literally was so confused by it and couldn't get my head around it. I was literally like, so what's your page called? And it just in front of everyone looked like I wanted to get on her.
Oh, so you met this, but I thought you were just talking about...
No, I know her. And she was talking like that, and she was like, I do this, yeah, and so, you know, I go to my... And we made, all the lads were like, oh, yeah, the blokes, man, she earns fortunes off these pervs doing this. And I literally, like, my brain didn't kick out. I just went, so what page is that? How do I find this? How do I find this this particular material on the internet? How old are your shoes? May I take them home? I was like, fuck's sake, man.
It's the lass who sells her fort, which I, honestly, what an aspiration.
Have we talked about that?
I don't know.
A lass who... this is news to me. My ears just pricked up.
You don't know
dog.
About the lass who sells her farts?
There's a lass who sells her farts.
Oh, my... Right, okay. I'm sure she was making something ridiculous like 30-odd grand a week by selling her farts. But she was making herself ill at the same time.
Hello, Madam Seam again. Yes, Vindaloo again tonight. This is seven nights in a row, madam. You're going to die.
I got lost on her page for a while. And so she'll be...
There's one
of her lying on a bed.
2 seconds. Hey, Jamie, can you get that up? So Jamie's going to get that up for it.
There's one of her lying on a bed in sort of like a red dress. And she's like, oh, it's coming. And then she farts and her dress like ruffles.
Oh, my God.
So funny.
Right. So,
good for her.
So hold on. So she sells, right? Let's get this right here.
She either just farts online for money, like OnlyFans, or she sells her farts. Which would make, do you know...
Sorry.
What? Like Tupperware. Remember when I said Tupperware, when we tried, me, Kate and Kevin used to try and Tupperware with farts. She's making a killing.
What's her name?
Oh, dinner. Mrs. Fart.org, dinner.
Stephanie, I've just farted.
Oh, Stephanie.
Stephanie used to work on TikTok. She farts online for money. She shits in her pants. It's
for love.
Ooh, so let's have a look. Okay, so this, anyone who's heard this, I apologise, but I've never heard
everyone
this.
Everyone will have heard this.
I'm about to have a lovely little time here. A woman who was, this is from Lad Bible, a woman who was hospitalised after selling farts is on track to become a millionaire.
Mm.
From Connecticut, USA, she's living talking proof that the American dream is alive. Summarising this point succinctly, she said, I managed to make 200 grand out of my ass.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so she's been eating loads of 31-year-old has been eating loads of beans, eggs, and protein shakes in order to ensure she could keep up with demand.
And she's made herself ill. Farted herself into hospital.
Look at it. If there's anyone out there getting offended by me laughing at a woman being hospitalised for farting too much, you can go and fuck off.
Because
if someone's selling, the farts online, I am allowed. Good for her for making money however way she wants. But I reserve the right to laugh my head off at anything like this. But that is absolutely amazing.
I think it's amazing. I think good. Like, oh, I'd love to do that.
Oh man,
what a fart I hold in.
The amount of money you've wasted every time you fart around this house. Next time I hear you fart, I'm going, hey, get that sucked back in your ass and get on that computer now.
I'm going to do that.
No, yours be hobby. Honestly, don't be selling your fart. You'd be blowing out people's speakers.
I'll add a cheeky little fart every now and again. They'll go, was that you? And I'll go, that was me.
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Babadoo, 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 babadoo. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef?
Beef, 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 beef.
I think we should leave them short and sweet.
I think we should. We've been around the houses today. This is what happens when we have a week off. We've literally got so much to talk about. I've learned so much. Vabbing, selling farts online.
ASMR. It's craziness. Look out for my page.
Already knew about ASMR. You're not doing it.
I will eat online as well, happily.
Yeah, look, hey, if you can make money whispering in your
face. Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it short and sweet because obviously we just got back from holiday. I did tell everyone on my Instagram, so I might as well tell you guys as well. We were in the airport coming home. We had a fight and my mum actually told us to leave it until we got home, which I was mortified about and very much felt at that moment that I had turned in to my mum and dad.
Yep.
So
good.
We can't do anything.
Kids, man. Stress. Yeah. Holiday, kids.
Holiday stress. We can't do anything too full on because I feel like it might tip we're into another argument.
Yes.
So
we already had to postpone the podcast for one day this week because we argued yesterday as well. It's the tail end of the holiday arguments. But there we go.
It's normal.
It is normal. Okay.
What's your beef with me?
Take it back now, y'all. This is something I saw. You do that I was horrified by. Not really, didn't affect me in any way.
Okay.
But it was just, I just thought, what have you become?
Pumice in my feet?
No, much worse than that. Before we went on holiday, you know, the good old days when we were mates and we got on, fancied each other and we were in love. You In fact, this might be the moment that stopped fancying you.
Oh.
You listen.
I've put makeup on the day.
Yeah, not enough. You, I'm joking, you look like a prostitute. is that right? Did I readdress the balance there?
Yeah, that was bang on. Good. Perfect.
I'm good with the old compliments.
Love me hookah makeup. It's my favourite look. Come on.
You cleaned a load of lasagna off Rafe's high chair table. With a big bit of kitchen roll.
Yeah.
You scooped it all up, scraped it all around the table with a bit of kitchen roll. So it was basically in your hand, like the kitchen roll sort of coming out almost like a like the paper on a bouquet of flowers. And then if you imagine the flowers all inside all these little bits of lasagna. You then got a fork and proceeded to consume the mangled, mushed up, half chewed, spat out of our baby's mouth, rubbed all around his high chair, let us finish, with a fork, like it was some kind of street food. It made me want to die.
No, okay. He didn't eat much of it. He didn't eat much.
Honestly, back to Sandra, it looked like you were holding a nappy full of lasagna in your hand.
I don't think it was lasagna, you know.
I'm telling you now, it was lasagna.
It might be cottage pie.
I'm telling you right now, it was lasagna.
Well, if it was that Annabelle, yeah. The Annabelle, what's her face, Carmel or whatever.
Don't be giving anyone, look, we need all the advertising revenue.
No, I'm telling you now.
Don't be giving anyone free ads on here.
Those ones that you can get that are in the fridge that go out of date, the baby meals that go out of date, right, that you go, oh, right, this isn't just full of additives. Lush.
Yeah.
Absolutely delicious. I would buy them for me tea.
Well, I personally don't have an opinion on them either way yet until I see some sweet, sweet dollar. so, you know, they can fuck off for all I care. Are they nicer from a plate or from a wadded up bit of kitchen roll in your hand after they've been rubbed all around and half tube and slavered on by a baby?
No shame. I was starving.
One of the worst things I've ever seen.
I was absolutely starving.
It was you're a disgrace. It'd be in his mouth, he'd sneezed on it, he'd rubbed it all over the place.
He hadn't.
It's one of the worst things I've ever seen. It's horrendous. You know what? I never normally say this, but you're better than that.
Am I though?
No, I don't.
I don't think I am.
How are you then? What's your beef with me? And please be nice, because I think you've had a lot of beefs over the past couple of weeks.
So basically, we've come to the realisation that Chris and I can't go on holiday anymore together.
We can't.
Because Chris is not a good holiday person. And
you're
not
a good holiday person either.
I'm all right. I'm better than you. I know why you're not a good holiday person.
Come on then.
You haven't adjusted to the fact that your life is different now that you've got kids.
Yes, I would agree.
You still live in the old Chris Ramsey life where you're like, why can't I just read for 7 hours a day?
Oh, okay. Well, you're going to bring that up. Who finished 2 books?
Me, but on a night time when the kids were in bed, that's when I was reading.
Yeah.
No, that's the problem. You just still think that your life is just the same and it's not.
I know. I mourn my old life sometimes.
Yeah.
I mourn it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So that's just my beef. Let's not get into it too much because we will have a row.
Okay. I just mourn my old life sometimes. And I feel like, you know what, I'm not a horrible person. It's not that I don't love my kids. I'm sure a lot of people out there with kids are the same. You know, you think, oh, we used to be able to stay up and watch like films and stuff on a night. You know, you can have a couple of beers and think, oh, I know I don't have to be up at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. I can sit around the pool and not have to watch out for a little child who's going to die. If they stay in the sun too long or go in the thing at all. You know, and I do apologise for that. Main part of my old life, I remember my old life. What I used to love, me partner used to eat lasagna from a fucking plate.
Who the fuck was she? What a boring bitch.
Oh, she's proper stuck up. You wouldn't like her. She's dead posh. She's dead. She's friends with my cousin. She went to a different school. You wouldn't know.
Not now, are you?
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, shaggedmoudenoid@gmail.com. Or now and then, Rose, you'll do a little thing on Instagram, which I believe you did yesterday to try and get people to put stuff in.
Oh, yeah, I got some really good stuff.
There we go. So shaggedmoudenoid@gmail.com. Or, you know, there's always Instagram. There's always, thank you for sending us loads of little different things on Twitter, you know, like ice, lolly, vaginal-based bits of medical advice. Always goes down well.
Yep.
shaggedmoudenoid@gmail.com. Thank you.
Seeing as we've been talking about our holiday quite a lot, I have done some sort of holiday-based research.
Fantastic.
From our lovely, lovely listeners. I've got some holiday icks.
Fantastic.
Which I very much enjoyed.
I wrote down a couple of icks. I've got one holiday ick. Well, you know...
About me?
No, God, no. And just before you go into the holiday icks, which will be brilliant, because I always find it really hard. I find, I don't know, I feel like as a man... seeing
you're trying icks. To find icks about women, it's, aren't you?
I find it, yeah, like a personal right. ick for me. I find it weird. Uh-huh. But I did see two blokes do two things recently that I was like, okay, that's an. I understand that that's an ick.
Right, come on then.
It's I know. Like we're sort of like level pegging on this podcast and we slag each other off and stuff. But I do just feel...
You've got your genders back. I've got my genders back. And yeah, I think it's just, that's what it works.
I don't know what it is. I just feel weird going, oh, isn't it, when a woman does this, isn't it making
her fancier?
I know
what you mean.
It's strange as a man to do it. I don't know if anyone feels the same. But anyway, listen. This one is just for men.
I find it quite easy to do.
Of course you don't do. We're walking along the hotel. The hotel had a golf course.
Yes.
On holiday.
Yeah.
And the man in front of us was walking along. I was sort of walking along behind at the back. Because I was walking with Robin, but then he ran ahead and walked with you. Yeah, so I was behind this bloke. And the bloke didn't know I was behind him. And he stopped so he could sort of see down the fairway. Mm. If you know what golf is, the fairway is the main bit where you're supposed to hit the ball, but I never do because I'm shit.
No idea.
And he stopped. It's the main patch of grass you're supposed to hit the ball up that goes towards the green.
Yeah.
Where the hole is. And he just stopped and looked, apropos of nothing, and just did an imaginary golf swing.
Oh.
And went as he did it.
Oh.
And men doing golf. I like golf, don't get us wrong. I'm trying to get back into it and go to the driving range and that. But men who practice their golf swing anywhere without a golf club, nowhere near a golf, get in the fucking
horrible.
Sea. Get in
horrible.
The sea.
Well, it's like fake just, punching, isn't it? Just,
fake punching's bad as well. Yeah,
like that.
Oh, and shadow boxing. Oh, yeah, men who shadow box in the train station. But yeah, blokes like on the train station or somewhere or walking around who just standing waiting somewhere in a queue and they'll just practice. They've got to fuck off.
Oh,
me.
I'm so glad I
come
didn't
on,
see
dude.
That. I'm so glad that I didn't see
but I've
that.
Got one for men and women. Okay. Right? And I don't know if I'm going to upset anyone here. I'm not sure. Everything upsets everyone these days. So
someone will get upset, but whatever.
People who take photos of other people's cars.
Yeah.
Get in the sea.
Right.
Get in the sea. Look, I know it might be
bet
your interest
before,
and stuff.
Though.
Back when I was very, 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 mm-hmm. very, very young and I was on holiday, there was this car with speakers. It was like a spaceship.
Yeah.
And I took a photo of it with a digital camera because it was ridiculous. The photo didn't come out. It was a shit camera. But I'm talking about like the ones, you know, they walk around a posh bit of London and they'll see like a Ferrari and they get their phones out and they get their photo taken with the front. How air, man? How air, man?
I can kind of...
But
at the end of the day, you don't see those kind of cars all the time, like the super-duper cars, do you?
Google it. Download a photo of it. It'd be much better than the one you've just took on your phone.
I think getting a picture in front of it's a bit weird. Mm-hmm. I've seen I remember when we stayed in Dubai for the first time,
mm-hmm.
and there was like cars outside like that in the car park.
Every 5 minutes, yeah.
And there was like families getting a picture with
but
a
not
car,
just that. The knob who drives it, you know, he's got a full-on stiffy. What's that?
Oh,
yeah. Five people got a photo taken with my car today.
Oh, me.
Get
that's
in the
not even
bin.
A car. Horrible. Well, here's some icks for you.
Come on, then. Right. Sorry, they were just that was my attempt at icks. I hope I didn't.
No, know. I get it. Hi, Chris and Rosie. My ick, when they post pictures of a holiday on social media and caption as if they are a rock star talking to a stadium full of fans. Mallorca, you've been unreal.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. That is fantastic. Love that one.
I like that one a lot. I've got an ick, someone said.
Mm-hmm.
Watching your boyfriend / husband / fiance weighing the suitcases before you go on holiday and then watching him move belongings from bag to bag to get the correct weight. Yuck, call off the wedding.
anyone doing that, you know they average it out across your bags. You know that, don't you?
I didn't know that until you told me that.
Yeah.
So if
you're allowed
over,
10
wait,
kilograms
yeah.
each, for example,
yeah.
and one of yours is 15 and one's 5.
Yeah.
As long as they're not, as long as you're not dealing with the biggest arsehole in the world who's had the worst day ever, that your allowances across the two cases, they're going to average that out. Like, but if you've got 10 kilograms each and your bag's 20 each, you're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
I've never seen that. You know when people like, when it's online, it's like someone wearing all their clothes in the airport because the allowance was over or whatever. I've never seen that happen for years. I've never seen people emptying their bags and stuff.
No, I don't think I have
for
a long time.
Are people more
clued
up to it or do the airlines just not enforce it anymore?
Maybe it's since, I think a lot of it was like, you know, when you could get cheap booze and fags, everyone was just buying all of that and having to wear all of their clothes. Do you know what I mean? It's not, you can't really do that anymore.
That was one thing actually, when we were on holiday, and we're on the plane on the way back. And they're like, we're coming around with the duty-free trolley. They might as well have not bothered.
I know, I don't understand that.
I wanted to go, sorry, do you know what year it is?
Yeah.
Do you know, we've all got the internet and stuff.
Still a thing. Like, do you know my dad used to go to Cali once a year?
Right.
Have I ever told you this?
Right, no.
Him and his mate
right.
used to go to Cali for wine and beer.
Les Cabbage Fingers.
Like, what does that mean?
The Phoenix Knights, the two doormen go to Cali and
they get
Cabbage Fingers and call Les Cabbage Fingers.
Like, they used to do it once a year.
Yeah.
Your
daddy's mates used to do a wine run.
A wine with a trailer on the back of the car.
Wow.
Was that illegal? No. Not illegal, is it?
Boys, come on in. We've got her again. Lads, get her in. Hello.
He's my dad. It wasn't me.
Alpha, stole my dad's house as well. Stole my dad's house. We've got her, guys. We've got her. We've got them both.
You'll never find them.
You drank some of that wine, though, didn't you? Accessory. Receiving stolen goods? Take her down, lads. She's also selling fart illegally on it and not paying tax on it.
You'll be tax on your fart.
Your fart. Vaps on your... Vat on your vaps.
I reckon farts will be taxed. You could argue that. It's from myself. It's my own product. Do you want to hear another holiday?
Absolutely.
Hello, Rosie and Chris. I'm currently on holiday with my husband and two beautiful daughters. I consider myself really lucky.
Yeah, you are lucky. Daughters on holiday. They're sitting and do fuck all. Little girls are amazing.
Not when they turn 15, apparently. Mm. That's when it all goes a bit downhill.
Yeah.
Or younger, who knows? We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Mm. I guarantee we'll probably have horrific toddler years, horrific like pre-pubescent, and then
there'll be studies written about our children, the ones that broke the mold.
I consider myself really lucky to still fancy the pants of my husband of 5 years. That was until last night.
Get in.
We were all getting ready after a lush day around the pool. The girls were showered and distracted by toys. My husband and I were showering up, getting ready for the evening antics. I'm doing my makeup whilst my husband was in the shower. As we're talking, I turned to look at him, and there it was, the thing that made my vagina curl up and seal itself shut.
Fantastic.
The classic hotel material shower curtain was stuck to the arse of my husband like a giant bit of soggy cling film. And he didn't move it out of the way. When I protested its grossness, he said, "I don't mind it. It's like getting a wet hug whilst you shower."
Fucking cling filmed himself into the shower.
I'm now sat here wondering if likes clingy shower curtains is a good enough reason to cite on our divorce papers.
Wow. You what though, if he'd managed to time a little fart, that would have been amazing. That he could have blown it off himself.
I know exactly what kind of...
That's just reminded me as well. Did you see that selfie that went viral? That girl took a selfie of herself.
And her boyfriend's arse was in the shower.
She took a photo of herself. She took a photo of herself in the mirror and just like, I was so obsessed with taking a selfie that I didn't react. And I didn't see it at first. And you can just see him in like a round portal makeup mirror. Just his arse being wiped is just framed beautifully in this mirror. Beautifully.
I love stuff like that.
Honestly, if I was a rapper or a musician, when I saw stuff like that, I would buy the rights to it. I mean, next album cover would be that. Yeah.
Do you not remember the photo that when when the woman was selling the mirror and she's got her pants on in the mirror and she's just like selling this mirror and she's all fannies out.
Yeah, it was a whole vibe for a while. People selling mirrors. You can Google it. There's pages and pages.
What?
Yeah, because people selling mirrors because no one knows where to stand when they're taking the photo.
Right.
So people said there's like loads of BuzzFeed, loads of articles about it, like reams and reams. Oh, it's mint. Honestly, just Google people trying to sell mirrors with the photos.
It's one of my favourite things in the
unbelievable.
World.
Unbelievable.
Ever. Babadoo, 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 babadoo. Now, my lovely Instagram followers sent me some gorgeous, gorgeous, horrific stuff yesterday.
Gorgeous, horrific stuff.
Gorgeous, horrific. So I was just chatting about our holiday and how utterly shit it was. Yeah. And first world problems. And I said to my Instagram followers, let me know your worst things that have happened on holiday.
Okay.
Just never disappoint. A lot of it was shit-based. Right, not going to lie. A lot of it was shit myself.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just going to read some of them out. Fantastic. These were my favourite ones. I'm going to keep them all anonymous because,
of course.
So this one, short and sweet. I shat myself going down a slide at a water park. Some kids slid through my shit after me. threw myself onto the double bed on the first night. Turned out it was two singles pushed together.
Straight through the middle, wrapped in a duvet.
Yeah.
Wonderful, like a little taco.
I was nearly kidnapped in Turkey when I was 5. Genuinely, a man picked me up and ran off.
I mean, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
Well, I don't know. We'll never find out.
No, are you kidding me? You've let someone get away with sending you that and not explain anything else?
Yeah, well, that's the mysteries.
Oh, God.
Another one.
Sorry. I feel ill. Whoever you are.
But they're still all right. It was written in English. It was written really good English. It
wasn't written in blood. Right.
The Portuguese police caught me giving someone a street wank.
Street wank.
It's the only wank I know.
Street wank.
If you're stupid or a hoe, street wank.
That's hilarious. Oh my god!
All right, my dad got food poisoning when I was a kid in New York and shit himself in the pool.
In the pool.
First solo parenting holiday. 3-year-old had worms. 7-year-old got an ear infection, and I got thrush.
Wow! God, where were you staying? A skip.
Interrupted our room being broken into. They made off with the safe in our suitcase.
Wow.
I got chased around the pool by a jealous older drunk lady after a barman danced on my chair.
What? Sorry, Rosie, we need your conscious.
There's no explanation.
Yeah, but we're going to still discuss
them. These are just the worst things that have happened. Christmas loads.
Well, that's fine. Loads. So a barman who the woman like came and danced on her chair or danced on her, and a jealous older drunk woman was like, I'll have you, and chased her around.
She's
like,
mine.
He's mine.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, I love hands that. Off. Benidorm, that. Guarantee it. I will give you £500 if that wasn't Benidorm.
Probably. Dislocated my toe by slipping on the tiles, walking into a shop to buy G&T to take to our hotel.
Dislocated the toe.
Oh, there slipping was a lot.
Slipping on tiles makes me want to die.
There was lots of broken toes and broken arms and broken everything.
My mate, when I went to Falaraki back in the day, my mate got so drunk. First of all, he drank a full bottle of schnapps, right?
Ooh, peachy.
Peachy, yeah. Went down like pop, came out like a volcano.
Oh, God.
We caught him. He sat. He was sitting on the toilet, right, when we got back, just drunk and asleep on the toilet.
Yeah.
So we sprayed a load of shaving foam on him and like cracked a load of Doritos on his head. Have I told you this story on the podcast?
I think so.
Have I told you it?
Maybe not on the podcast.
Well, cracked a load of Doritos on his head. Well, he woke up half asleep. Well, first of all, the lads next door had a camcorder. That's how old it was. There was no video phones. I was 16.
A camcorder?
Yeah, they had a camcorder. So they videoed him. Months later, one of the lads rang me mom's house and said, turn on Channel 3. And it was on like a You Been Framed kind of thing. Him sitting on the toilet, a clip of it. He like couldn't believe his luck. But when he woke up, when he was sitting on the toilet asleep and he had all the shaving foam and all the stuff, he must have thought it was eggs that would hit him with, like he put on his head. And he woke up. I can't believe I haven't told you this. And he woke up and he was mortal. And he was going, right. And we're going, mate, you're drunk, just go to bed. And he was like, I'm not. Listen, right. Which one of you hit me on the head, Weg? And we went, what? And he went, which one of you hit me on the head, Weg? And we went,
do you mean with an egg?
I went, Weg. And he went, I? Weg, with an egg? We just like, we crumbled, right? Like dying laughing. And he was so angry, he ran over and he punched the balcony window through. He had to go to hospital.
Oh my word.
Yeah.
Do you want, tell us who this is after this?
I will tell you this after this, yeah. And if he's listening, he definitely knows who he is. But it was
Weg.
Who hit me on the head? Weg. Unbelievable. Weg.
I didn't know that.
Honestly, 5 minutes to separate the words with an egg.
That's what schnapps will do to you.
Incredible.
That's schnapps. Child had pooed in the kids' pool. My child picked it up and put it in my crock.
I really hope she put her foot into it because then it would come out the little holes like Play-Doh.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. That would
be in Crete, I drove a moped straight through a shop, taking out the veg display on the way.
Go get your 5 a day somehow when you're on holiday.
Me and my pals got pepper sprayed by security in Magaluf. I think this might be my favourite. I drank bleach that the cleaners left in the hotel room in a normal water bottle.
That is horrendous. Who's storing their bleach in a water bottle?
I can see where that's coming from.
I've talked about my irrational fear of water bottles, haven't I?
Absolutely not.
I definitely have. I watched it. I'm sure people of the podcast will have heard this. I watched it like a disasters down under kind of thing.
Mm.
And someone in a fridge, in a lifeguard hut, had tentacles from a really, really venomous jellyfish in like an Evian bottle in the water, and the person drank it and they went down the throat and stung all the inside of his throat and he had to get rushed
off. So you now think that there's going to be jellyfish in all your water?
Well, and bleach now. Thanks.
Great. Well, that's like I watched a wildlife program when I was younger of rats coming up from the toilet, and that's... Animals in general.
Of course
they can.
Snakes,
yeah.
Snakes round under the rim.
That was it. I think it was that.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that? We probably both watched it. Was it Strange but True or something?
It was the less successful sequel to the Samuel L. Jackson movie Snakes on a Plane. It was called Snakes Round the Rim.
Snakes Round the Rim.
You just flushed the toilet and the snakes came out and you went, ugh.
Snakes on a Plane. Is it bad to say that I quite enjoyed it?
Never seen it.
Well, you've never seen Snakes on a Plane?
I understand it's tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, but I'll never watch it again, but
I might watch
it wasn't
it
too bad.
I might watch it once.
You should. Another one here. The plane stank of piss the second we boarded for a 10-hour flight, and the air hostess put a bag of coffee behind our seats to mask the smell.
A bag of coffee. Oh, ooh. No.
Splitting up with an ex second last day and having to travel home in total silence like strangers.
Oh, that awkward. Is minging. They went on holiday too soon.
Oh, this is funny. I got a tattoo of a heart from a man who claimed he was Peter Andre's tattoo artist.
That's an incredible brag.
That is grim.
I'm Peter Andre's tattoo artist. I'm also Joey Essex's hairdresser.
Oh God!
Big love to both of those men, by the way.
What's this? My ex-husband got pissed in Portugal, broke a fence on a building site, and took a digger out. Jesus! Oh,
that's amazing.
I was late on the plane, so I ran, broke my ankle, had to hide it, otherwise I couldn't fly.
Wow, that is a style out.
That's grim, isn't
it? How fast are you running for a plane that you break your ankle? Mm. Getting up the steps must have been a nightmare. Mm. Can we all just talk about the armpit bus, by the way? Have I mentioned this before?
The armpit bus of in between.
It's the, like, oh, hello, hottest place you're going to be this year. Mm-hmm. I'd step off the aeroplane and into this bus with everyone else who is now sweating. Oh, how do you hold on? Oh, directly above your head. Welcome to the armpit display vehicle. Hey, it where's your armpit? Right here, mate. Where's your armpit? Right here as well.
It is awful.
Where are all the children? Crotch height. What the...
Do you know
big what? Tin box of armpits, crotches and farts through what could easily be walked 200 yards of hell.
Rafe had a lovely time on the armpit bus.
On the armpit bus.
He was pulling a man's leg for
that.
A good 5 minutes. And
that.
The man was very, very sweet and just let him do it. Now, I think he was very much like, I've got grandkids. And I was like, I'm really sorry. I don't know how to tell me 1-year-old to not pull on your leg here because he does that to his dad. He took it very well. Aren't some people lovely? Some people are utter pricks, but, yeah. You know, the majority are nice.
Yeah.
Do you want a couple more of these?
Absolutely, these are great. So this is like a fast fire questions from the public
nice,
holiday special.
Yeah.
I love it.
I got tonsillitis while in Spain and had to sit around the pool all day in a puffer coat.
Sorry, why a puffer coat? I don't know. Why did that have anything to do with it?
I probably just like had a temperature.
Oh, do you know what it is? I hope it was when Kevin and Perry Go Large came out.
Oh,
so you
yes.
just looked like you were trying to be on trend.
I was swimming underwater in the outdoor pool and thought I saw one of the kids drop a toy to the bottom of the pool. I dove down to pick it up and give it to her. It was a shit.
Of course it was. Of course it was.
Shaggy, my boyfriend, and the bed snapped. Spent 35 minutes bollock naked and trying to fix it.
Fantastic.
Oh, my brother shagged my girlfriend while we were all away together. That was pretty shit, won't lie.
Oh,
lol.
No, that's just tragic.
Forgetting...
Oh, sorry, what brother's doing that to their brother? I mean, I know it happens a lot more than you think, but come on. Sibling rivalry, it must be.
You've never had a sibling.
Ugh.
God, you didn't give a shit about them in real life.
Ugh.
And they'll always love you, weirdly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's really sad.
I know.
Okay.
We'll have to give our boys the chat.
Oh, God.
Let's not be doing that, lads. Forgetting which car park we left the rental car at Universal Studios. Took 2 hours to find it.
2 hours.
That would be some fight. Imagine.
That's your queue, innit? That's your queue for your rides and then the queue for your car on the way back. You've got queue for everything out there.
Absolutely not. My friend had a threesome on holiday with a couple who happened to be in the room next door.
That is awful.
Yeah.
Awful. A couple as well. Just, what's the both out on the pull?
For the threesomes.
Yeah.
Going for the threesomes. My 14-month-old got chicken pox 3 days in and we weren't allowed to fly home.
Oh, bad.
Oh, last one here. This is a nice one. Lost my anal virginity to a pedalo.
And he's never sent a postcard since.
I fell on the stick that you used to steer it, went up the bum. Hospital. That's all it says. Fell
bum.
On the stick that you used to steer it. Went up bum. Hospital.
Went up bum. Full stop. Hospital. Full stop. Wow.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks,
from
everyone.
Instagram, who sent them.
Yeah, normal service for the questions from the public will resume next week, but that was just a little quick fire holiday special questions and nicks from the public.
Aren't people really funny? Enjoyed it. Like, aren't people hilarious?
I'm so glad we get to give people less sort of platform on here. I mean, they all have to be kept anonymous, but you know it's you.
You know it's you. Babadoo, 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 bab. Thank you so much for listening to this week's holiday special episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you very much, everyone. If you want to get in touch, shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. The tour is on sale for next year, the Smart Arena tour.
Oh, yeah.
That's all. I did my normal thing of checking all the seating plans today. Yes. Oh, my gosh, it's flying out.
Is it actually?
Yeah. I know you really worry about it again.
I genuinely think my mum and dad are going to be sat there. About it.
No, it's going to be great. Tickets for that are available. And thank you very much for listening. And we'll be back in years next week. Bye.
And if you are going on holiday.
I said bye. I'm joking.
Are you stopped it?
I'm joking. No, go on.
If you are going on holiday, genuinely have a nice time. Don't listen to us negative normas.
Yes. And if you're not going on holiday, don't worry. A holiday isn't the be all and end all. You know, just
genuinely is not the be all.
And to be fair, if you are going on holiday, everyone will tell you that it's going to be hotter here anyway. So why have you bothered? Oh, brilliant. I'll just cancel it, shall I? Unbelievable.
Bye. Unbelievable. Love yous. Take care.
Love yous. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.